y'all know what it is.
Ready?
Turn it up.
1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
This is Miguel and Holly Uncensored, our last edition of 2017.
Yes.
And before he walks out of the studio, I wanted to give a little shout out and thanks publicly beyond that microphone to Rush.
I'm just trying to see you, all these monitors.
It's like a spaceship in here.
There you go, right there.
He is our digital director here at Cox Media Group. And you make a lot of what you see about us possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. You do a great job.
You make us look good.
You do. Mm. I was...
That's easy.
Mm-hmm. Where was I just saying that somewhere, Holly, that a lot of people in the industry ask us?
Yeah, we were talking on air today about how the vending machine... and why we can't have a working vending machine, but we have like the region's best digital like video production system, but we can't get snacks.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, we've had people literally reach out to us from Boston, from Sacramento to
Atlanta.
Miami, Atlanta, Kentucky. We've had people reach out to us and say, how do you all look so good and professional on TV?
Yeah.
And you always just have to say, Rush Young.
Yeah.
Mm.
You make it happen.
Kudos.
So thank you.
It's not just me. It's a whole village.
Okay.
It is.
It is a village, but you spearhead the village.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Yes.
Now, with that, I did send you an email last night.
I thought it was a text message.
Was it a text?
Or an email. It was an email. Yeah, something about player. I think it's it's a mobile thing.
Yeah.
I got it.
Okay, good.
I don't just handle video.
He does all the digital stuff. So I just wanted to say thank you and have a very Merry Christmas.
Oh, you guys too. Thank you very much for everything you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I love it.
Love is being spread.
I love spreading.
All right, get out of here now. Thank you, Rush.
Bye. So, by the way, if you're just tuning in for the first time, my name is Miguel Fuller.
I'm Holly O'Connor.
Ryan. McGivney. Things.
Sorry. Ryan, producer Ryan's. What are you working on over on your computer?
Photos.
Oh.
I was doing some photos ever since I finished the show stuff this morning.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm like, God, Ryan's like, working hard.
I did them right in the middle of the day, like 3 p.m., sunlight in everybody's faces. It's like the hardest thing to edit because shadows versus highlights and stuff.
Right. True. So you're editing?
Yes.
Gotcha.
So this is our last podcast of the year, and we've been a little spotty with them because, Holly, you dealt with a bunch of stuff going on in your life.
Yes.
That has, you know, you are at the mercy of hospitals and phone calls and dealing with your mom's situation. And so we've just been very agile in sort of adjusting to like what needs to happen with your mom.
Which has been so appreciated. Thank you so much.
Of course.
I know this has been insane. So, I mean, obviously don't think it's gone unnoticed. Mm. But what was the last podcast we did was with
Paul.
Paul, that's right. Comedian. And then we couldn't do one last week because it's just... To give you, I'm going to try to do a quick little update. Mm-hmm. So my mom had brain surgery. She was in the hospital. Then she got pneumonia. It was a mess. Then she was okay. And then she went to a very intense rehab center, worked on her rehabilitation for a couple of weeks, which she was progressing really well. Physically, she's doing good.
Right.
Except her speech. I mean, she had problems communicating. You can tell she understands a lot of what is being said. So that's good, but she can't speak without making nonsense words. It's something called aphasia. She has expressive aphasia fluent. So she's speaking. It just doesn't make no damn sense. Mm. And she can't write because when she writes, the words come out like how they sound, which is a big mess. She can read a little bit, though. Like I said, the coming in information, okay.
Right.
Output is not happening. And they're like, oh, well, she can come home. I was like, oh, she can?
Oh.
Because I'm afraid, like... I gave her a phone just to say, okay, let me show you how to use this so you can call me if you need me. It was a disaster.
Ugh.
And then, so I literally had to bring her home for a day because I was, I had gotten her into like sort of an assisted living type situation where they'd continue therapy until I thought it would be wise to bring her home when I thought she could handle being home alone for periods of time.
Right.
Well, that was the plan until she had some chest pains. Whilst the one day she was at my house, she's got chest pains starting. Had to bring her back to the hospital this past weekend, and it turns out they thought it might have been pneumonia again. Nope, it's a blood clot in her lung.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, can this woman get a break? Sorry, I'm like, I don't know why I'm not yelling at anyone in particular. But so now she's been hospitalized with this thing, and the hospital is so frustrating because it moves so slow. Mm-hmm. And the biggest problem that I'm facing, not even this blood clot, because there are workarounds, like she's going to get on blood thinners. I'm hoping today, literally today as we sit here, I'm like, have they done the CAT scan? Like, is everything okay? Because it's about to be Christmas. And I'd like for her not to have to sit in the hospital while everything shuts down, you know, until next Tuesday with no progress. The reason being, and again, the biggest issue, she's losing her mind in the hospital. You know, they're able to do a little bit of therapy, definitely not to the level of an intensive rehab place. And being in the hospital is very disorienting and confusing to her. She loses track of time. She doesn't know what day it is. She doesn't know who people are, which just makes sense. It's a rotating staff of nurses and doctors.
Right.
And she's scared. And so she does not have a firm grasp on reality and what's going on. And I'm beginning to worry, like, when she slips in and out of these coherency phases, I'm like, is this her slipping into, like, a dementia type thing?
Right.
I hope not, obviously. And I don't know if that's even possible. Maybe it's not. And this is just a byproduct of, again, the brain surgery. But, she's coherent sometimes, and you can tell her things, and you get that she knows what she's, you know, she can say yeah or no, and it's sort of like a rudimentary understanding of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll leave her happy, and then I'll get a phone call, and she's sobbing on the other line, and she's confused and disoriented. She doesn't know what's happening, and it's heartbreaking. And I want her to get out of the hospital as soon as possible so she can start the recovery process again, because I feel like we've made steps backward now.
Right.
And so today, I felt like fucking, I don't even know what, like boss ass bitch. I was like, okay, I've had it with this bullshit. Because everybody needs to get somebody else's permission to do this test and this test. And then we got to see this. This needs to happen today.
Right.
Because if she doesn't start the treatment for this pulmonary embolism, which is a blood clot today, it's going to sit around until after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
She's got to start it today because it's going to take another day or two to monitor her to see if she does well on this blood thinner that they want to put her on.
Mm.
And if she doesn't, then it's a whole new set of problems. But the other thing is I'm supposed to go out of town the day after Christmas.
Right.
And obviously, if it needs to be canceled, that trip will be canceled. But the problem is I need her to go back into the rehab center where she was at previously. And if that transfer doesn't happen before Christmas, which all depends on how she does on this medicine, like there's just a lot of plates in the air right now.
So your whole life is basically up in the air and you're just sort of looking at it spinning and trying to figure out which plate lands in front of what plate.
Yes.
Oh!
Again, I was not ready to adult at this level. Like, I feel like I literally cry every day about something or another because it's overwhelming.
Right.
But today I feel like the thing I want to cry about is like, I don't know if I'm making the right decisions.
Mm.
And like if it was somebody else, I'd be like, Mom, like what would you do in this situation? But it's her. So like not only do I not have her to ask how to make these adult decisions, it's about her.
Right.
So that's it.
I'll tell you this, watching you do this, it's inspiring and it sort of makes you feel inadequate because the way that you are able to handle this and you're able to take in the information to disseminate it and then to make the calls, because what happens in the medical system, I feel like, or in societies when it comes to dealing with medicine,
yes,
we all are made to believe that we don't know anything. And so you just sort of at the mercy of these people.
Right. I always grew up thinking like, well, obviously these people have gone to school for this and the doctors know best.
Right.
Which is the case. They know. I'm not a doctor.
But you are making sure that all the dots are connected because that's the way that our healthcare system is set up, is that you have the surgeon, you have the hospital, you have the they're not all communicating on one, you know, one fell swoop.
No, they don't all communicate with each other, which was the biggest shock to me in the past month. I feel like I've learned a lot about the medical community and just medicine in general, and they don't communicate with each other. And it's nobody's fault.
Right.
It's just the way that our medicine system is set up, our medical system is set up. So if you're not an advocate for someone that you love that's in the hospital, a lot of people fall through the cracks.
Right.
That they just do, especially if there's no one to like ask questions or follow up.
Right.
Because obviously they care. There's patient care, but they're also money's involved. you know, there's a lot of people that they have to look after.
And at the end of the day, we have to remember, and I thought about this because I went with you to visit your mom yesterday.
Right.
Is that these are people's jobs.
Yeah.
So they care.
Yeah, but they're being paid to care.
But just sort of like when you go to your job and you care up to a certain point, and then there gets to be that certain point where you're like, I want to go home. I'm tired.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, like you said, if you don't, if you're not being responsible and taking the necessary steps that you need to make sure that you're being taken care of, it can fall to the cracks.
Yeah. In fact, one of the ladies, when I had to take her back to the ER, which I had no idea all this was going to happen, but when I took her back to the ER and I'm telling the lady like the full backstory of the past month, one of the ER nurses was like, wow. She's like, you're doing a good job. A lot of these type of people fall through the cracks, which is why I say that, because she told me that. Like, the nurse told me that.
I mean, I can just, from watching you deal with this, I mean, you can...
You have to be on it.
You do. You really do. So, your mom, once everything is done with and she's out of the clear, she's going to say thank you.
I hope.
No, not hope. She will. Because I've been sitting here watching you this entire time, and you are scared, and you're questioning... But you are not sitting in fear. You're actually doing it and making it happen for her.
Right. Right. Ugh. It's hard. FYI. Anyway, I know you know. But so that's literally what I've been dealing with. So just trying to get some shit done. And you got to do it. Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it.
You should start a business.
What
medical
business?
Overseer.
Oh, yeah.
Medical overlord.
M-O-L Incorporated.
We are a few days away from Christmas.
Oh my gosh, I cannot. It just snuck up.
So let's talk about what's happening for Christmas for all of us.
Let's do that.
Holly?
Yes. Well, I just had a lot.
Okay.
You want to go first? Let's break this up. You take it from me.
Holly said, give me a second. So for Christmas, tomorrow, right now as we're recording this, it's Thursday, December 21st. Tomorrow, December 22nd, I will get in my boyfriend's big old truck with my big old suitcase and my big old self. And we're going to make a big old trip up to Buffalo, New York.
I think this should be Miguel and Abe's big old trip to Buffalo. I think you should use that hashtag.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, so I'm driving up to Buffalo, New York with him for Christmas to visit his family for friends and family for 5 days.
Now, is it you get there and there's five solid days in between, or is like driving part of that time?
We are planning on getting there Saturday late evening.
Okay.
So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then we're going to leave Thursday. So
that's
I guess
four full days.
Yeah, four full days there. So I'm excited. I'm nervous. On the air, I talked about being nervous about the food situation. But I think upon realization, I think the thing I'm going to be the most sort of nervous about is I don't have control over anything.
That's tough.
I'm literally taking my hands off the wheel and I'm just along for the ride.
But you know, it can be, if you let it, it can be very freeing to do that.
It's true, because normally when we are here doing the show, I'm sort of like the quarterback.
Yeah.
So I'm like making decisions where, you know, going here, and then with my household and my two roommates and then finances and even for my boyfriend and I's social life, I'm like, you know, he's consulting.
Right.
But I'm making the decisions on what we're doing.
Yes.
You know, and so it is sort of just be like, all right, I'm done.
I'm telling you, you need a vacation from deciding things.
Yeah.
So, but do it though. Don't try to micromanage things in the background.
Right.
Because that's gonna cause fights. I know you. It's gonna cause fights. So don't do that.
That's true.
And enjoy letting someone else do things for a change.
I've never met someone's parents before, in this sort of fashion.
Gotcha.
Like my last relationship, never met anyone from their family. My last sort of like serious one, when I was like 25, I like met his mom in a parking lot. I mean, it was like very random.
What? Yeah. How did you meet her in a parking lot?
They were in a very unfortunate situation, And I had to let them use my car for some financial reason.
Like, why are you such like a, you just like to save people. Stop saving.
So you're like, hey, here's my car. Hi, mom. Nice to meet you.
And actually, funny story how that worked. So this is when I was 25. I had just bought the car that I have now. And after like a month of having it, we got together. No, I had it for like 6 months. And I remember I was at lunch with my guy at that time. And we were with a coworker of mine. And I remember Luann.
Oh.
Because he didn't have a car at the time. And I remember we were at lunch and I had to take him somewhere after lunch. And she was like, why don't you let him use your car and I'll take you back to work? And at the time, my car was only like 7 months old. And I was like, I don't want nobody driving my car.
But she liked to bust up in people's stuff because I had a story about her too.
Oh. And so she like butted in and I was like, well, I can't say no because I don't have any good reason.
She already brought it up too.
I know.
What are you just going to be like, no, I don't want to?
Exactly. So I was like, all right. So then that started a very bad precedent where he used my car
all the time.
And so there was this one time where like a couple of weeks later, he was driving his parents and his mom around and everybody. And so something where he picked me up from work. We had to go pick her up from some place because she was living in temporary housing. And so I met her in a parking lot and it was awkward. So, yeah. So, anyway, I've had some very awkward.
Is your car still brand new and shiny?
No. My car has a lot of freaking miles on it.
Yeah.
And I still, 8 years later, I still blame him for it. Because he, in that, 6 months that we were together before he got a car.
Yeah.
And he used it. He drove all over the fucking panhandle.
Yes, he did.
Oof. Well, my car was pretty shiny and nice until yesterday.
Oh, you got hit.
Oh, what happened?
Somebody hit me in the parking lot and did not leave any information.
Was it the Cox Media parking lot?
No, I went through the cameras this morning with Dylan. And it was just you parked next to me and then another person. And neither of you guys hit my car. But it's probably in Taryn's apartment complex, I would think.
Probably like in the middle of the night.
Unless I didn't notice it before I got to her house, but I was parked at my house all day the day before.
Oh.
So there's no way that it could have happened, and I would have noticed it earlier if it happened, at least within a few hours.
Probably happened at her apartment complex.
Probably.
Oh, I'm just now hearing
about
this.
And now I have to go investigate and search every car in the parking lot, probably at like 3 a.m. when everybody's home.
Yeah.
So are you basically gonna be outside?
You're gonna be Gil Grissom from CSI.
Well, I looked and it looks like a black streak on my bumper.
Yeah.
Like on the side. I shined a light on it and it has like a hint of like goldish green. Like dark. It's almost like poop color green.
Oh.
With sparkle in it. It looks black unless you shine a light on it. So that's a pretty unique color. And
he's on the case.
Don't get caught.
I mean, oh, he said, I'm going to catch your ass. I'm going to rang your ass.
Unless they're just like in hiding until they get their car fixed.
Wait, Holly, do you mean this right here?
Yes.
Ryan.
It's happened to every single one of my cars. Literally every single one.
Aside from the car that I have now, it's happened to every
one of my cars. Who does that?
People.
Assholes.
Yeah. Fuck Florida.
Oh,
no, this happened in Ohio, too.
This happens everywhere, and people need to just stop being fuckers.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so maddening, because this is, like, my first car.
Yeah.
And it's nice.
Yeah.
Like, not my first car, but, like, my first,
nice car.
I meant. It had no flaws.
Mm.
I've been taking care of it.
Yeah.
It's, the most I've ever spent on a car. And
not the time
for people to just freaking hit it and go away.
Yeah.
Now, what would you have done if you looked at the camera and you saw it was me? What would you, because we parked next to each other, and because I didn't know you went that far. What would you have done?
I would just make you make your insurance pay for it.
Wait, so would you have confronted me on the air? God, I kind of wish it were me. That would have been so captivating. Yeah. God, I love stuff for good radio.
Well,
you would hit his car and not say anything?
I have comprehensive on it, which means that any like natural disaster or vandalism to your car, if it's damaged, they cover it.
Yeah.
$500 deductible, though.
Yeah.
Still, it's like $500 for no reason.
Right.
But still, I have to claim it on my insurance, and that shows up when you run the VIN number, and when I try to sell it, that devalues the car because it was repaired under insurance. And people are like, what was this? And I have to explain it to them. So still, It's like devaluing my car unless, so like I have to pay out of pocket to do it to avoid that.
Mm.
And like luckily I have a buddy who's nice enough to say he could make it look brand new for $200, which is nothing for me. Like it's fine. It's still $200 that I have to spend for no reason.
For right. no reason, because for nothing that you did.
So like for in car repairs, it's $200 is nothing.
Right.
What are you going to do? So let's say you're at your girlfriend's apartment complex and you have your light on from your iPhone and you're looking around and you like and you find the car. What are you gonna do? And it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
I'll call the police.
Oh.
And I will get a police report filed.
Mm-hmm. Your ass better watch out.
Report it to their.
Oh. All
but
right.
if they don't have proof, can
yeah,
they do anything?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I can't. It's probably. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
so
they'll want
can't
proof.
Prove it.
They would have to. I mean,
unless
the
they
level
can, like,
of damage is not
they can
enough.
Go and molecularly sample
that's what
the
I'm saying.
Paint
yes.
off of my car and their car.
That's what I'm saying, Ryan.
They could be like, here's the paint DNA.
Yes.
And we have it.
They can. Like in crime. I used to watch CSI.
They're
they
not
going to
do it
that.
For that, though.
They're
just going to say,
do
go
it.
Through your insurance.
Yes. They're not going to do it for something that's that minimal. Not that it's not a big deal, but it's not like they totaled your car.
Yeah.
So.
It's not like anybody was hurt or died.
Correct.
That's bullshit, Ryan.
Yes, it is. I feel for you. Mm-mm.
Holly, if we were good people, we'd go in and help pay for it.
You don't have to do that. It's fine.
Mm. Why are you being like Luann just now? Why don't you just let him borrow your car?
Mm.
Listen, I got other shit going on, Ryan. I'm sorry.
No.
No.
I didn't even buy people Christmas.
I'm about to say, speaking of, Holly, are we doing Christmas exchanges on the show tomorrow? We don't have to.
No, we don't because I don't have anything for you or Ryan.
That's fine.
Like, I know what I would get you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get it, though.
I want your love and affection.
I always have that.
You don't have to get us anything.
No, I have something for you, though,
I got stuff for you.
Oh,
I have something
shit!
For you, Ryan.
Oh,
Holly,
fuck.
You suck. You didn't get us anything. Fuck you.
Gosh, damn it! No.
You don't need to get us anything.
No, you don't have to get me anything.
I even look, Miguel, yours is like, you know, like particular, and yeah. I've even like done the research on it, but it's going to take a minute. Like,
oh,
I should have planned that back in like December 1st, and then I could have had it to you.
Oh my God, what is it expensive?
No, it shouldn't be. Like, literally, I haven't even started the process yet, oh. So I don't know. But I know what it's going to be.
What?
It's probably not expensive. It's just like a thoughtful thing.
Is it a picture?
I can't tell you.
Is it a... I'm so bad at this.
I just said I'm not going to tell you what it is.
I want to know!
Miguel's going to ask 20 questions of Christmas gifts.
Wait, Holly, if I ask you 20 questions, will you tell me what it is? I'm really bad. I had to stop myself because my boyfriend was telling one of my roommates what my present was, and I was like trying to read his lips, and I'm like, I need to stop because I get so... The anticipation of it just makes me go crazy. I want to know what it is.
I love waiting. I like the anticipation. Like, I got a gift in the mail. It was 4 small gifts from one of my littles in my sorority.
Mm-hmm.
She's apparently, I just found this out, going through a divorce. Mm. She messaged me. She's like, hey, does your daughter, did you get her a fingerling? And I'm like, I don't know what that is.
What is that?
Apparently, it's like the hot new toy this year. It's like a little monkey that is small, and it hangs on your finger, and it like interacts with you. Like, if you say words, it says stuff back, and it does tricks.
It goes on your finger?
Yeah.
And it's like artificial intelligence?
Kind of. Apparently, it's like the big thing, but it's super cheap, too. So it's probably not that great. But like, I was like, I don't even
is
know what that
like
is.
Is this like the sold out thing of the year?
Yes. I guess Hatchimals are also still sold out, which I tried
still?
To get. I tried to get one and
people
Target
haven't
was
gotten
like,
over that?
Bye. So I can't get a Hatchimal. So this fingerling thing, though, apparently that's been sold out everywhere, even online. So she sent me one.
Are people doing like Facebook live videos of it, like the Hatchimal?
Probably.
Wait, listen.
What?
Wait. Dang it.
Didn't you have to do something to get the Hatchimal to hatch?
It hatches on its own. Like, once you activate it, then it hatches within 5 hours.
Okay, but you can't, like, speed the process along?
No.
If you cradle your monkey's head for 2 seconds, you'll hear him burp. Your fingerling's pet also reacts differently to noises when she's upside down. If you swing your monkey side to side or front to back, your monkey will laugh hysterically.
What the hell did I just get my dog?
Next, try laying your fingerling's baby monkey down on its back. Your monkey loves to be rocked and cradled in the palm of your hand, and you'll love the calm monkey sounds your little friend makes when you pet her while she's lying down. You'll also get different sleepy reactions to sounds and kisses. Your fingerlings' arms and legs are designed to grip onto different objects.
Oh, God.
Try a highlighter or the handle on your mug, the strap of your purse, the side of a monitor, or even the bookcase in your room. The possibilities are endless. Your fingerlings also love to hang by their tails. Try a belt loop or a pocket on your jeans.
Yeah, so I had a radio friend.
Can arms wrap around your finger?
Yeah, you can wrap it around. It's flexible, so it wraps around your finger. It can hang off your finger. It's small, but it does all these things, which now that I saw the actual video of it, my daughter will probably love that.
Yeah, I had a radio friend who texted me an idea for a bit, and he said you should play the audio but beep out fingerling. And so when they say the can hang around your finger.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. So the audio is really funny. I watched this and I laughed hysterically.
Okay, because I was like, why are you laughing so much? I was just like, oh, God, that's going to be all over our house. But, like, so apparently my little in this world is going through a divorce. She's, like, trying to get back into society or, you know, whatever. She's in a bad relationship. So she's like, I don't think it's weird that I'm just now reaching back after years of not being in contact. I'd like to get back in contact with friends. I was like, that's awesome, girl. Come on. She's like, so I have some spare fingerlings if your daughter wants one. And I was like, all right, if they're in demand, I'll take it.
So you have one.
I have one. And
how much are they going for on eBay, Holly?
Okay, calm down. Reseller over here. She sent four packages, all already wrapped, two are for Maya, two are for me. So I'm like, oh, I'm not going to open these until Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So they're just sitting under the tree, and my daughter's like, can I open this now? I'm like, no, we're going to wait till Christmas. Every damn day since this package arrived. We open it now? What about now?
No.
I'm like, God, I should not have put these out.
No.
Because she, like, my ex-husband is that way. Would never wait to open a fucking present.
How much are they at the store?
I think they're $15, but nobody can find them at the store.
Wow, they are. You can get one for $34.
Oh.
Free shipping. This is authentic Zoe turquoise.
But see, that's
the
thing.
But you could get Gigi the unicorn for $60.
Gigi the unicorn. That sounds like Gigi the unicorn.
I mean, $15.
I want to get Gigi the unicorn.
Like the Wowie Bella Pink, which is the pink monkey. $25 sold.
Well, here's
different color monkeys sold for $60.
The problem is, though, that I read a thing online that was like, we waited 3 weeks to get this thing in the mail from China, and it was the knockoff.
Oh, no.
No, yeah. This is eBay. That. People are flipping them.
Oh.
Wow.
So, I mean.
Well, apparently one is probably under my tree right now.
Oh. Well, that's good, Holly.
So, what times are you not home?
Oh, my God.
What are you doing later?
Not giving you my fingerling. That sounds so bad.
That reminds me of this YouTube video called Finger Rings.
Oh.
It's a spoof of a toy.
Oh.
Like, look it up.
Finger Rings?
Finger Rings.
Oh, jeez. This is going to be probably super inappropriate, I feel like.
We're fingering friends.
Oh, my God. No.
It's a whole video of it. Look it up. It's funny.
It's on YouTube.
It's relevant.
YouTube.
Yeah, just finger ring friends.
That's not appropriate.
How to wear a ring. Wait, which one is it? Wait, is it the cartoon? Is that it?
I don't know.
Why isn't it working? I hear no audio. Well, this is great.
No, I'll find it.
Okay. Holly, what are you doing
for
Christmas?
Wealthy is always my asshole.
Oh, okay. Wait. What?
I will get the butter.
What?
So.
Oh, my God. I don't know what that was.
Oh. Okay, this is titled Whitest Kids You Know Finger Ring Friends.
Those are popular.
Hey, did you guys hear about what happened to the third graders?
No, what?
Some mean bullies broke into their lockers and stole all their lunches.
Guys, you know who this sounds like a job for?
Ready?
Finger rings on!
The Finger Ring Friends.
Okay.
They look like Power Rangers.
Yep.
Heroes who use the power of their magical finger rings for justice.
Whoa! Cool!
Now, if you love Finger Ring Friends, you've probably always wanted to be a finger ring yourself.
Okay.
Well, now you can.
Mine's a magic marker.
Mine's a flashlight.
Mine smells like cinnamon. Smell.
Each kit comes with three rings, each with their own abilities. You could give your mom a surprise finger ring.
Okay.
You could give a stranger a finger ring.
Okay.
You could even give the dog a finger ring.
Oh.
No.
Wow.
So now every time you look at a fingerling, You can think about that.
Thanks a lot. It's great.
Give a fingerling to your dog.
Oh, my God.
Holly, what are you doing for Christmas?
I mean, barring any crazy shit that goes on with my mom.
Right.
That's sort of, you know, but this is the problem with, I feel like I've been in a state of, like, emotional and mental anxiety. Just every day is, like, different, and I'm like, what's happening? What's going to happen? What's going on?
Right.
My hope is that she will, and please, I'm putting this in the universe. She's going to leave the hospital before Christmas, go to her rehab center where she sort of knows the people that work there, so maybe it won't be as stressful, because I'm telling you, I cannot have her at home right now. Oh. I don't think it's wise.
No.
And so then Christmas Eve, my daughter is with her dad. I feel like Christmas Eve is like the dad day, because my boyfriend has his daughter. With him, so the three of us will probably go to his family's house, but of course I'll go see my mom, spend time with her, and then my daughter will come home, he'll give his daughter back to his ex-wife, and then, you know, Christmas Eve, we'll maybe watch a movie or something. That's why I was looking for other traditions to do, since I'm sort of floating out there on my own it's like a new type of, I never had a Christmas like this before, so I'm looking for a new, sort of tradition. My boyfriend and I are going to decide one. Then Christmas morning. Oh, my gosh. Santa comes. Santa came.
Santa came.
Miguel, don't you ruin Santa.
What? You just said Santa came to your house.
Yes. He arrives.
He's coming.
He arrived. Arrived.
In your door.
Arrived.
He's going to give you a finger ring.
I hate you guys so much.
Santa Claus is coming and gonna give you a finger ring.
Then Christmas Day, I will at some point, of course, also go see my mom, who I have a feeling does not know what day it is anyway. So right. I got her a Christmas gift. I'm hoping it gets here by then, but if not, give it to her anytime.
Fine.
So I'll visit her on Christmas Day. Hopefully, if she is in the rehab center, she'll get some more awareness of what's going on. And then we will go to church. And Christmas Day. I think I have to cook.
No. You haven't cooked in a long time, have you?
No.
Oh.
Nope. So I think I might have to cook, because I don't think my boyfriend's parents are doing a whole lot Christmas Day. I think Christmas Eve is their big thing.
Mm-hmm.
If they are doing something, we'll go over and spend time with them. But if not, then
you can go to Boston Market, or you can go some Popeye's chicken.
I don't want Popeye's chicken for Christmas.
No, they make Cajun turkeys.
I don't want Cajun turkey.
Why? What do you want?
I want ham.
Oh.
I don't like turkey for Christmas. I already had turkey.
What?
Turkey for Thanksgiving.
A month ago,
yes,
Holly.
Yes, that's enough.
That's enough?
Christmas ham.
Okay.
Hopefully he likes ham. so then this is the thing. Like, the day after Christmas, my daughter's going to go back and then spend the week with my ex-husband, her dad. Mm-hmm. And my boyfriend and I, supposed to, Mr. Dimples, go to New York. But I don't know what's going to happen. We had planned to go to New York the week before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when my mom found out about the brain tumor. So we canceled it. But we were able to rebook everything. And we figured, by Christmas, we'll have everything sorted out. Wrong.
Here we are.
Wrong. False. Fake news. So, but the plan is, I mean, tentatively, is to fly to New York, see the Rockettes.
Mm.
I have tickets for this Downton Abbey exhibit that I'm excited about. But obviously, if we have to cancel it, we will just cancel it. And Mr. Dimples is very good at planning. So if for some reason at the last minute, maybe we can transfer some stuff again. I don't know.
Holly, do you know what your boyfriend is getting you for Christmas?
I have no idea. I think, I don't like to ruin surprises. I feel like we talked a while back about us getting an Amazon Echo. So I think he's getting me an Amazon Echo for Christmas.
Producer Ryan, what do you think your girlfriend Taryn is getting you for Christmas?
A fingering.
Yeah, she is.
Just kidding. Well, we don't really do gifts.
Ever?
Christmas.
Why?
She's Hanukkah.
Oh, she's Jewish.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I got her a couple things, and she got me this, like, electric toothbrush a while ago, which is nice, because it like, if you haven't gotten an electric toothbrush, you should.
They're supposed to be better anyway.
It's a lot better, but she got me that, and I got her a couple little things, but Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
She'll surprise me.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Well, because what I'm
I'm not expecting anything. So.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm curious about is, depending upon how long you're together, does that determine how much you spend?
No, we save it for birthdays.
Mm. Why?
Like, birthdays is the thing that she likes to celebrate a lot. And we usually take a trip. Like, we went to New Orleans a couple weeks ago, and that was, like, our trip. Instead of buying each other gifts, we
save for that.
Yeah.
I like making memories that way, too.
No.
It's nice.
No, I like stuff.
Yeah, Miguel likes stuff.
I like stuff. Give me stuff.
Flashy name brand stuff.
Yes. But I don't want the name brand printed on it to make it, like, really crazy, but I want it to be name brand.
You want somebody to ask, and you'll be like, well.
Yeah.
Well.
It's like, be like, girl, that doesn't matter. But just because you asked, these are... fill in the blank.
You're so bougie as fuck.
No, I'm not. I'm poor.
Oh, you're not?
Yeah. So I was wondering, Holly, do you, because your boyfriend listened to the podcast.
Yes.
So we can't say what it is. Can I ask you three questions about what it is? And don't tell me what it is. Just say yes or no.
What if saying yes or no might reveal what it is?
It won't. I'm sure. Too dumb to actually guess what it is, but I want to try. Is it... something that is clothes related?
No.
Is it something that is gadget? Is it a gadget?
No.
Ryan, help me out with the third question.
You didn't have three questions.
I did.
Is it
a trip?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, you wasted the last question.
Dang it. What were you gonna ask?
What if you I would have said yes, it's a trip. That would have ruined the trip.
Yeah, that would have been.
You dummy. Like, what are you? Yes, shit. Like, well, the location is still a surprise.
It would have been. It could have been
God.
A trip to, you know, Lakeland or Siesta Key. I don't know.
It's a trip to the zoo. A trip to the zoo. It's actually two things. I don't know. I feel like. I don't know what he got me exactly, but and you have to remember, like, both of our birthdays are at the holiday, so we're fucked for both of us.
Oh, wow.
So I have a birthday literally 1 week after Christmas, so he had to get, like, double stuff, which yikes. I always have felt bad about that, but still do it, but it feels bad.
Of course.
I'm sorry you have to do that, but you do. So I have a couple things for him, and one is just, like, sort of sentimentally, but the other one I hope he likes.
This is what I'm having a trouble with... the Christmas, because I feel like the gift I got for my boyfriend is really good.
I love it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I hope so, because it's
not only something that's I think is useful, but also thoughtful.
I hope so. Like, I really put a lot of thought into
obviously,
it.
Obviously, you did.
And so I've never done, normally, like, the presents I get, like, they'll be like, I want this. And I'm like, all right, and there you go.
Mm.
And there's no thought behind it. But I really wanted to get something that would be meaningful and long-lasting and not just, you know, here's whatever. And I got his parents a little gift as well.
That's good, because you're going there.
Yeah, so I'm going there. So I can't wait to reveal what all these presents are after the holiday break.
Yay!
All right, we're done.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? I'm really hungry.
Do y'all have anything else you want
to
say?
I'm going to China, y'all.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah, you're going to China!
Gosh damn. How long are you going to be there? And are you
going
to get...
I'm going the day after Christmas until January 5th.
Okay. Are you going to come back in one piece?
I don't know.
Okay. I just feel like crazy shit goes on over there.
I don't think so. It's they're more strict over there.
Gotcha.
So people on their best behavior.
True. True. Okay.
But
well, that's going to be awesome.
It's still like normal. It's just normal cityscapes or whatever in town. It's not like out in the wilderness, China, in the mountains.
Did you just pull up some shit then type in like Chinese music? I feel like I'm at like the Golden Corral, but in the Chinese buffet version, you know? They have like Chinese buffets.
Golden Corral's the worst.
Well, okay, not Golden Corral. I mean the Chinese buffet. There's one down the street from my house.
But yeah, we're doing a video for Taryn's company. Location in China and obviously Tampa, so we're doing that one, and then we're coming back to film the other facility.
That's so cool.
And we'll put that together, and we'll get a cool experience out of it at the same time.
I have never been off of this continent, so I'm really excited for you.
Are they paying you a lot of money?
Decent.
Yeah.
Decent?
You get paid money to go do this.
It could be in the scheme of what we're doing and where we're going, it could be more.
Mm.
But as like they were quoted from like film companies.
Gotcha.
But it's just little old me and her.
Yeah.
So, and plus we want to do this for kind of like our portfolio too, for that. Since I don't have a lot of corporate stuff in there.
Oh, that would be good.
This
then.
Would be like the video that I would show to get more jobs. So
yeah.
To
we're
leave us.
We're still getting money. This is the, we're still getting.
Wait. Hold on. So basically, you're telling us about the project that's going to launch your career, and you're going to leave us.
Let Ryan do what he needs to do.
I do this all on the side.
What, Ryan?
Not if somebody comes with you with a.
If you love something, you have to let it go.
No, I will not. You can't work with anyone else.
Oh.
Wait, what's that saying? If I can't have you, nobody else can.
Oh, God.
Well, I did just establish the LLC.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is amazing.
For photo and video. Just a very generic Ryan McGibney. Yeah,
I'm starting to feel
photography
like
and films.
This is racist.
For paper terms.
I'm so glad for you. So LLC it up. You're going to have like your whole new business in the new year.
Uh-huh.
Good. Gently racist? Is that what this is? What the hell is this even? They don't even...
But,
They don't even play this shit at the Chinese buffet.
I can't. Woo!
It's probably going to be your birthday 12 hours... before you even get to experience your birthday. So
yeah.
I will say happy birthday 12 hours before.
No, he won't.
Okay. Yeah, please. I like when people say happy birthday.
We'll be in Hong Kong.
Okay.
We're in Shenzhen for the whole trip, but then we have 2 days off.
Okay.
Or, yeah, 2 days off. So a night off. We're staying in Hong Kong for the new year, like on the island side.
That's
which is
so
like the cool part.
Well,
and then we go back.
Be careful. Don't get arrested.
Yeah, because then we can't get you out.
But actually, it might be a good storyline for on air, so we can do like a fundraiser
for
you.
We can check in. Well, we can't really check
in,
but we'll guess what happens in the Chinese prison.
Yeah, we can like go protest the Chinese embassy and like do a live show from out there. And mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, hey, it may be good for that. Strike that from the record, please. Holly, what's all of your social media for people can follow you over a break?
On Facebook, it's Holly on Hot 101.5. And on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter, it is Radio Holly.
Ryan?
My Instagram is Radio McGib, as well as Snapchat, and Facebook is just /McGib, McGib. I will be posting probably China photos.
Yeah.
I have New Orleans photos I need to post. California, if you like that sort of like travel thing.
Yeah.
Any nudes?
Do that. No.
You did tell us one time in the podcast that it takes
what?
Nothing. You can find
what
me.
What is wrong with you today?
I'm hungry. You're like obsessed with that the past couple days.
No.
I'm hungry and it's
and
and
horny,
I'm tired.
Clearly.
And I'm, yes.
Gosh.
Facebook.com/RadioMiguel. You can find me on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter at Miguel Fuller, MIGELFULLER. If you're listening to this on iTunes, please make sure to rate and subscribe. That would just mean the world to us. And leave a little comment. Leave a little comment. And we will see you all in 2018.
Okay.
Bye.
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at Hot 101.5 TampaBay.com, the Hot 101.5 app on iTunes.